This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force booked a 24-year-old man into county jail after finding heroin and methamphetamine at an apartment in Fortuna. Friday morning, agents served a search warrant in the 2200 block of Roonerville Road and contacted Omar Miranda inside. A search of the apartment turned up 1 ounce of heroin, 3 grams of methamphetamine, along with pay sheets, packaging material, and other drug sales paraphernalia. Miranda was subsequently arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges, and more arrests are expected to be made as the investigation into this case continues. Over half of the building was involved in a previous heavy fire in December of last year, and on Saturday morning, what was left of the old Eureka Ice and Cold Storage building was finished off by another fire. A passing Eureka officer noticed the fire, and firefighters reached the scene around 4 a.m. They found heavy fire in the damaged structure, and a second alarm was called, and the Harbor District fireboat was sent to the scene to assist, along with mutual aid from around the area. It took about 3 hours to bring the blaze under control while firefighters conducted a defensive attack of the fire, and it was prevented from spreading to nearby structures. Later on in the day, heavy equipment was brought to the scene to pull down what was left of the walls and joists. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Good Samaritan was recognized by the California Highway Patrol. Dan Squire has more.
The California Highway Patrol has recognized the man who saved the lives of 5 people who were involved in a fiery collision on Highway 101 9 days ago. 45-year-old San Francisco man Nicholas Lee Anderson was the first passerby on scene after 2 vehicles collided head-on in the early morning hours on Friday, May 26th, in northern Mendocino County. Anderson was able to pull 3 adults from the severely damaged Dodge pickup, along with 2 children, in a crash that claimed the life of the driver, 44-year-old Eureka resident Gilbert Delgado. The unidentified driver of the second vehicle died in that crash as well.
Thank you, Dan. Sunday morning, the California Highway Patrol responded to Alder Point Road after a call came in of vehicle theft that occurred in the area. Around 6 a.m., a white male stole a Toyota Tacoma after brandishing a revolver and fled the scene driving towards Garberville. Hours later, the Highway Patrol found the stolen vehicle behind the County Roads building on Bushnell Road unoccupied, and it was recovered. The suspect remains at large and is considered armed and dangerous. The State Department of Public Health has lifted health advisories related to sport-harvested shellfish in Del Norte County. The advisory was initially issued after tests showed high levels of paralytic toxins within shellfish, and with the latest test results showing decreased levels, the advisory has been lifted for whole scallops and clam species other than razor clams. Health advisories specifically for razor clams remain in effect in Del Norte and Humboldt counties. Marin County also had their health advisories for all shellfish lifted. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. If digital technology has changed the way we communicate, learn, and interact with each other and the world, the transportation network along the north coast remains steadfastly analog. We remain dependent on trucking for commerce, our air travel options are limited, and remain a source of anxiety, even as improvements and upgrades are made to facilities and air services expanded. We rely upon roadways that are in need of maintenance and repair, and we have seen funding from the state, particularly in California, repeatedly cut as revenue sources from sales tax dry up. Some residents in Humboldt County are currently looking to establish a rail connection to the east and to bring increased shipping to the bay, a long shot by any measure, and one that wouldn't see results for decades. If there is an agreement on anything, it's that it's an upgrade to our transportation infrastructure, which is necessary for the health of our communities. PG&E and Hoopa Valley tribal officials have agreed to a temporary power outage tomorrow morning. The planned outage was scheduled in order for crews to replace electrical equipment on power lines from Hoopa to Soames Bar that was damaged by a tree that fell on May 26th. The outage will take place from 5:30 to 7:30, and it will impact residents in the Wichpec, Orleans, and Soames Bar areas. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.